This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The airline security bill, which was signed into law earlier this week, is supposed to create a national standard for security procedures and personnel in airports across the country. It makes airport screeners federal employees and requires airports to expand inspections of all checked baggage. Currently, there is little consistency in the way airports handle security. Tamara Keith of member station KQED checked out the security procedures at four different California airports.
On an early weekday morning at San Francisco International Airport, the security checkpoints are abuzz.
This is a security advisory. Only ticketed passengers will be allowed past the checkpoint.
Just as before September 11th, there are security stations at each entry point with half a dozen metal detectors and X-ray machines. Since September, only ticketed passengers can go beyond the entry points. And the magnetometers, the metal detectors, have been set at a sensitivity level so high they beep at the slightest hint of metal. For passenger Shirley Choate, that made a recent trip through the security checkpoint quite an ordeal.
Well, I essentially had to strip down all my jewelry, my watch, my bracelet, my choker, and earrings, and all of that was triggering the alarm.
All passengers must be seated with their seatbelts securely fastened. FAA regulations require that all.
San Francisco has more than 900 daily flights. 200 miles southeast at the tiny airport in Bakersfield, there are only 24 commercial flights a day. Security screeners here have a lot more time on their hands, and they take that time to scan passengers' personal effects and baggage.
And then since you did alarm, sir, is it okay if I go ahead and wand you?
Sure, go ahead.
Unlike larger airports, here almost every piece of carry-on baggage is put through a careful hand search. Some passengers are even asked to remove their shoes, boots, and belt buckles so they can be sent through the airport's one X-ray machine as well. Business traveler Mimi Yi says she got mixed messages about whether she was allowed to carry tweezers.
First they said, no, they couldn't take it on. And then somebody said, yes, you can take it on. So it seems like, you know, people are still working at this security thing.
As it stands right now, airports large and small have different policies about exactly what items can be carried on board a plane. Some allow nail clippers, others don't. Some allow aerosol hairspray, while others take it away. But all this should change when the airport security bill is fully implemented. The whole idea behind the bill is to create uniformity between airports, something that security experts say is sorely needed. Charles Slepian is CEO of the Foreseeable Risk Analysis Center in New York.
Whether you board a plane in Manchester, New Hampshire, Portland, Oregon, or Miami, Florida, you should go through the same process and the same skills, security skills, should be employed to protect you under the new system.
Right now, that's not the case. Los Angeles International Airport, with 1,900 flights a day, is the third busiest airport in the world. But on the day this reporter went through security, the system seemed to focus more on speed than on thoroughness. Recording equipment that received careful inspection at other airports didn't even get a second glance. But at Santa Barbara Airport, a small regional facility, security seemed the tightest of all. As part of the screening process, passengers were randomly pulled aside, and in some cases, their computers, clothes, even toiletries were spread out over a conveyor belt for careful observation. Departure times came and went, while airplanes waited for passengers to go through the extensive screening process. These kinds of inconsistencies between different airport security procedures weaken the entire system, the San Francisco International Airport spokesman Ron Wilson.
It's a hole in the system that has to be patched. And the more you patch the holes and make it a kind of a seamless system, the better security you have. We've got security now that is unprecedented in the history of aviation, but it can be made better.
Wilson says most of these holes will be patched by measures outlined in the new airport security bill. But any improvements won't be immediate and certainly won't affect travelers this holiday season. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.